This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Woo! Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the HD show filling in for The Bench. Henry Thomas, Fred Davis, and John B. Look, people. Fred has some hot takes. He's feeling really good about himself. Hey, John B., I'm on the verge of breaking another one. You know that, right?
Please don't.
This mic stand is already cracked right there. I can see it. And I was like, why is this crooked? And I looked and I was like, oh.
We might have to get real acquainted with Fred this morning on that other mic.
They really, really trying to get me out of there with this little, trying to make me feel like I'm Baby Huey. It was a big duck, y'all, for you youngsters that didn't know. It was a cartoon. Baby Huey didn't know his own strength. He was a little duckling, but he was huge. So he didn't know. Anyways, I ain't letting this happen.
Sounds like good stuff. It's a hell of a show.
I'm not touching this mic stand again.
Don't.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
It's on the verge. I mean, I'm going to leave it for somebody else to break. You know, when you kid, when you broke something, you put it back together. And
just enough for the next person.
And they hit it and be like, oh, no, you did it. But this one's on the verge. I'm just letting y'all know now.
All right. Well, I will keep that in mind. I'm here having to hold my microphone or my headphones in place. Let's jump out to the HR&P listener line. Welcome to the program, John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Morning. I'm going to hit on some movie stuff, and I'll get to the Texas part, the main part. Someone who always plays the same character, Al Pacino, in every movie is the same guy. But I think the James Bond that should have been next would have been Idris Elba, no doubt, would have killed it. But on to Deshaun and the Texans, I think you can have a defensive mind as your head coach, but you got to have someone that, for your offensive coordinator, that develops him. And, yeah, he's going to do Deshaun stuff for the next, like you said, the decade. But you just got to find that right person that's going to hone his skills and direct him in the right direction, focus that laser. And a question. How do you think, and I know this is kind of like a left field for GM, but Jeff Luno.
Bro, you and our ballpark.
John, I appreciate the call, my man. And obviously, I don't know if you tuned in yesterday. We've been saying Jeff Luno.
Give him a shot, at least.
Now, here's the deal. I don't think you can put Jeff Luno as the GM right now. I don't know that he knows enough about football to make him the general manager.
What do you know about baseball when he became general manager? He was a businessman. I mean, he was a...
Well, but no. But he worked his way up to general manager. You forget, he'd already been with the Cardinals for like a decade. So he came from corporate America. He was working for McKinsey & Company. And then he got in on the executive side, you know, in operations or whatever it was for the St. Louis Cardinals. And then, again, worked with them for a decade before becoming the GM for the Astros. Now, that being said, we've been saying this for a while. As a matter of fact, we said this on our podcast, the HD show with our boy Bitter Mike, and then we also said it on the Believe in Texans podcast as well, that, I mean, listen, the Browns did it with Sashi Brown, or Sashi, whatever the hell his name is, brought him in. He acquired a bunch of picks, and then they got rid of him, and of course, then they had John Dorsey come in, and he made all those picks, and then traded some of them away for Odell Beckham. And that's why you need, and in my estimation, that's why I would love to bring on a Jeff Luno from a thinking outside the box, bringing a different perspective.
Player personnel kind of
different
thing.
Player personnel, and somebody who knows how to rebuild a franchise. All right, because that's one thing you can say about a Jeff Luno. Cheating or not, I don't care how you feel about it. You can't take away from the fact that this guy took a team, tanked the right way, and was successful. Why? And really because he hit on picks.
Right.
Okay? He hit on picks. So the question I would ask you, Henry Thomas, and of course the million-dollar question would be is, could a Jeff Luno hit on NFL picks? I got to believe he could.
I think so.
I really do. I think you might need a year of him being in the weeds and kind of seeing how the whole scouting process works from an NFL perspective versus baseball. I would think... picking a football player can't be that much different than picking a baseball player. from a professional athlete standpoint, because Henry Thomas, you've told me time and time again in the 8 years that I've known you, there's only a couple traits for you that you're looking at in a professional athlete.
Yeah. How you ball, where's your heart? And does he have a motor?
That's it.
I mean, we'll teach him the skill set.
Because the fundamentals, whether you're a basketball, football, baseball guy, those are going to be there. I mean, if you've made it
the
to...
The concept of the game.
There you go.
Because, you know, when I coach, some of them fundamentals people ain't never heard of.
Well, that's true, right? But at the same time, okay, so think of it this way, right? And that's what separates coaching.
Right.
Okay, that's what separates coaching is Cameron Hayward, when you get to Cameron Hayward at year 10 in his NFL career, all right, there's probably nothing from a athletic standpoint, from a workout standpoint, from a bare fundamentals that he doesn't already know. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. He knows the fundamental game of the NFL. Now, does he know the nuances and what takes it to another level when it comes to, say, a pass rushing move from a guy that has 93 and a half of them in his NFL career? It's a different deal.
Right.
Okay. Especially when I've got just use this as an example. All right. Am I going to get the same pass rush lessons from an Anthony Weaver that I'm going to get from a Henry Thomas?
Not at all.
Probably not.
No, probably. Probably off. No.
One guy has, 10 sacks in his NFL career? The other one has almost 100. So I would expect one guy played, 6 years in the NFL?
One played 14.
One played 14. Started.
Started 14.
Started 14 years in the National Football League. So, no, there's definitely something to be said for that. But, no, I'm a big Jeff Luno guy. I would love to see Jeff Luno as the in some form or fashion with the I mean, I'll tell you what, if you want to hire Jack Easterby and bring him into your organization to do whatever the hell he does, Captain Feelgood, Captain, you know, everybody take a moment of silence and, you know, can I get a Hail Mary or an Our Father? I mean, whatever the hell he does for a living.
Okay.
If I can bring that guy to my organization, and from all accounts, he's done zero. Literally, he's done. I mean, Jack Easterby, there's nothing we can point to that has helped make the Texans a better football team, unless he helped get Bill O'Brien fired.
Which he did.
Which he did.
You know, he was behind the weeds going.
Oh, you know, he was. You know, he was pulling strings. That's really the only thing he's done of any substance here in Houston is help get Bill O'Brien fired. Which the reality is, at some point, Bill O'Brien was going to get himself fired.
Oh yeah, Bill was already on that train. It was not like
he was well on that train. He was on that train as soon as he made the trade for DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh,
okay. So again, I don't know what they're looking for. Obviously, you want somebody with some NFL experience. I get all that, but I think you'd be foolhardy not to kick the tires on a Jeff Luno as your general manager. All right, because the one thing about a guy like him is, and he's a shrewd operator, man.
Yeah.
Jeff Luno.
He lost some cool points with me on that interview, but.
He got nothing but cool points for me from that interview.
No, that interview, he lost a couple cool points.
What was it about the interview that bugged you that caused you to, A, lose cool points for Jeff Luno?
Timing?
I thought the timing was great.
I think the timing was terrible.
Why?
It was like right after they got out of the thing, was kind of like, see, I wasn't there kind of deal. This is what they did. And then.
Absolutely.
And then the evidence that he had, like, I got 100 text messages right here. And then the Major League Baseball goes, we had over 2,000. He's got 100 of them?
Yeah.
It seemed a little whiny to me. That's all. And I was like, you know what?
Drop it. I loved it.
Cut it off. I mean, it was great. It was good information, and I got to see where his point of view was.
Yeah.
But I think he took it too far. Now he's going with a lawsuit? Come on.
That just means he ain't playing. Yeah, but they also owe him.
He is playing.
But they also owe him, what, was it 20? They owe him, I want to say, $8 or $9 million, though. So.
And they're going to pay him that $8 or $9 million.
Well, either that or they're going to settle. That'd be my guess.
So he'll get five.
He wants a jury trial, yeah. So you figure $4 or $5 million. Because here's what it comes down to.
Wait a minute. He wants a jury. So if you go to jury trial and you don't win, you lose all that?
You get nothing. I mean, right now he's getting nothing. That's the whole point. Because his ideology is, all right, I've got all this information. I've got my case. And oh, by the way, baseball, you know other teams cheated. And yet, I'm the one falling on the sword. I'm the one taking the brunt because, oh, by the way, A.J. Hinch is back in baseball. Yeah, Alex Cora is back in baseball.
Yep.
All right. You didn't fire any other. You didn't fire the Yankees GM. You didn't fire the Red Sox GM because. And what he's going to argue is, see, y'all changed the game after you talked to us. Yeah. After you talked to us, we didn't want to say anything, right? Or guys started talking, and then MLB Players Association said, "Hey, you ain't got to talk. You got to mute. You don't have to say anything." So after they get done with the Astros, then the Red Sox and Yankees guys are saying, psh, "We ain't talking."
Hey, you got to learn from somewhere.
And baseball, and so AJ Hint or so Jeff Luno's like, no. You guys move the field goal. You guys move the post back while you were in the midst of this investigation. So let's not. And yet I'm the one that's asked out on all this, and I'm the one with egg on my face. No. It's not going to work that way.
You know what?
And I'm all on board, especially when, like I said, anytime there's a questionable or unjust firing, and you're on the receiving end of it. Hey, get yours.
Okay.
Get yours. What's in the darkness always comes to the light.
Really?
Henry Thomas.
Really, really?
That's what I was told.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
So that's what you were told.
That's it. That's it. All right. Coming up next. We got a Tennessee Titans team coming up on Sunday. You got the Buffalo Bills who looked like absolute world beaters last night. All right. We will give you the scenarios and where the AFC playoff picture stands right now as we barrel towards the end of 2020. JB on the Unos Doses.
And Tres.
He's the all-pro Henry Thomas. Look at you. Hey, let's find out if our intern's done applying for a job yet so we can have him go get us some coffee because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And I'm still that dude, Freddie D. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN.
97.5.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Not those guys.
What guys?
This is...
Mapes!
Fred Davis.
Mapes!
Henry Thomas.
Mapes just walked by.
I
was like, what are you just yelling, Mapes?
Mapes. Fake news extraordinaire. Fake news extraordinaire. If you want the pulse of Houston hip hop, Sean Mapes. Sean Mapes. No, I tell you what, nobody got it on lock like our boy Sean Mapes when it comes to the Houston hip hop scene.
On lock, meaning with the combination lock with Ford.
If you want to know where Trey the Truth went to high school, Sean Mapes.
Trey the Truth, where'd you go to school?
Homeschooled.
Homeschooled.
Homeschooled. Trey the Truth, homeschooled.
Homeschool.
Where'd I find that information out from? Not Wikipedia. Not the internets. Not the IG. Sean Mapes. Fake News Network.
Extraordinaire.
Sean Mapes telling us, we introduced ourselves to him the other day. Sean Mapes is, I'm from the H. Oh, okay. Where'd you go to high school? St. Pius. Same as Coobs and Slim Thug. And then I looked at each other like, what? Slim Thug? I know Slim Thug went to Pius.
Yeah, I know right what St. Pius is. A football powerhouse.
In the hood.
In the hood.
In the hood. There is something to be said for that. There's something to be said for that. All right. Let's jump out to the HR&P listener line. Go out to, is this Pastor Troy that's on? Is this Pastor?
Oh, no, just regular Troy.
Just regular Troy. Okay. Let me get a shout out. All right, what's up, Troy?
Yeah, man, I was just trying to put this out there. I was just wondering, like, has anybody thought about, I know this is, like, out there, but I want the best for the Texans. So I was thinking, what if the Texans traded Deshaun for the number one pick?
Okay, it's a little early to be drinking. I'm just saying, it's a little early to be drinking. I don't think we need to. Deshaun has proven himself with absolutely nothing around him. No running game, offensive line that's just not. I mean, every time he drops back, he's got to elude people to throw balls and still putting up, 30 points a game, making his team do what it does. I don't think we want to get rid of that.
And that's all. That's good pieces, like good things to see for the Jaguars to invest in Deshaun. I mean, we need some draft picks. We're not going to win no championship in the next 3 years. Deshaun's going to waste his prime over here in Houston. I mean, it would be best for him to go somewhere else to see if he can get a ring somewhere else rather than struggle out here. I don't see no changes coming to Houston that's going to make the team worth like a championship or anything like that in the next 3 years. So oof. I don't know, man.
You get rid of Deshaun. Get rid of Deshaun.
Troy, what side of town you calling from, man?
I'm sorry?
What side of town you calling from?
Right now I'm in Cypress.
You're in Cypress. Tell you what, you got to watch out for them Cypher cats.
I don't see that being answered. I mean, you can get a couple picks for him, and now you got to develop another guy. So that's still 3 years you're not doing anything. I think there's an opportunity to build around this young man if we get the right coaching and the right GM.
All right, Troy, I appreciate the call. Couple things. Shout out to Troy from Cypress, 713-780-3776. No. That's
couple things. That's one.
Listen, I get what you're saying, Troy. If you have no faith that the Texans can get this thing right, all I know is this. I don't want to see Deshaun two times a year for the next decade.
Exactly.
Okay? I do not want to see Deshaun Watson two times a year. And again, who knows? Trevor Lawrence is going to be a good NFL quarterback. All right. I feel pretty confident in that. All right. I mean, he's got those that Andrew Luck like ability where this dude's going to come in and make some plays in the NFL. But do I like him more than I like Deshaun Watson? No, I do not.
Me neither.
And I say this much. I don't think that turning this football team around is as daunting as everybody makes it out to be. Okay? I mean, this team's not. Do you need some pieces? Absolutely you do. All right? Yes, you are going to have to clean some things up. But this team this year is 4-11. And could very well be 7-7 right now, or 7-8, with the team they have. When you consider they're three plays away from being undefeated in the conference, okay, against two teams that are bona fide playoff teams in the Colts and the Titans. All right, then you lost to a Browns team 10-7 that you should have won that game. All right, and you played as pathetic as you possibly could have all game long. And you still barely lost that game.
Okay.
All right. As anemic as you looked. So let's just say you take those. Let's just say you make those wins. Now you're 8-7. Oh, by the way, you lost your starting wide receiver to a PED suspension. Oh, by the way, you lost your best secondary player to a PED suspension. Oh, by the way, you lost Justin Reed, wherever the hell we're going to put him in the mix this year, to an injury, even though he was god-awful for the most of the season. Your best defensive player, not named J.J. Watt, was some dude you picked up off the practice squad, who before this season had never had more than 13 tackles in a year. You had your overpriced middle linebacker in John Cunningham, Zach Cunningham is probably your best defensive player, at least at the very least, your leading tackler. And you still finished with it. You know, you were still four or five. And this just shows how crazy the National Football League is. That with all the nonsense I just mentioned, and where in one game, Kiki Kuti, who had been banished to the nether regions of the Houston franchise, Chad Hansen, all right, who's a white wide receiver not named Adam Thielen. Can you name one white wide receiver in the NFL not named Adam Thielen?
Yeah.
Who?
A bunch of them.
Who? Name one.
Okay, what's the guy from that left the Patriots and went to...
Edelman?
There you go. I ain't had to name that.
That. Who's the wide receiver that went by, to the Raiders that Sean used to throw to?
Oh, Renfro?
Renfro, there
That's
you go.
What I'm saying.
How about BB?
Huh?
What about BB?
Oh, the kid that for Minnesota?
Yeah.
Cole Beasley. Okay, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We named five guys.
Okay, we're still
much,
going.
We're all pretty much the same guy.
Really?
Right? They're all pretty
none
much the
None of those guys
guy.
That we named after Adam Thielen or Adam Thielen.
Are worth a damn.
What about Cup?
Yeah. Cooper Kupp.
There you go.
But it took us a minute. They don't jump off the page.
I'm running down the list here, man. Come on.
Okay, and again.
That's the same
you would, listen,
I got hit in the head a lot.
Would you sign BB?
Huh?
Would you sign BB?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My point is this. That's who one of your receivers was.
Okay.
Was Chad Hansen. Tell you all that to tell you this. That's who one of your wide receivers was. Yet you were still five plays away from being 8-7. You're not going to make the playoffs because obviously the AFC was a different beast this year. But you're six plays away from being 8-7 with this dumpster fire, with
right.
this disaster, with this disgrace of a roster.
And with all the distractions added on, with the firing of the coach.
With everything, with giving away your best player for a bag of donuts, and yet you were still that close to being in contention.
Right.
I'm telling you now, it's not the end of the world for the Houston Texans next year. And again, this is why getting the right general manager, getting the right head coach, getting the right culture lined up is so pivotal for this football team. I hope, and that's why I'm okay with Cal bringing in the Rodney Bufords of the world, bringing in the Tony Dungys, conferring with them. I'm okay with that because at least he understands how vital this choice is. Because you cannot afford to screw this higher up. Because if you screw this higher up, Deshaun Watson becomes Matt Stafford. Deshaun Watson becomes Andrew Luck. Because Houston's the type of place where if you, and Cal McNair, as we've already seen, is the type of owner, and this is the type of situation to where if you screw this higher up, Deshaun would force his way out of Houston. And Houston would oblige. So you've got a choice to make. In 3 years, do you want to be on the verge of re-signing Deshaun Watson because he's taken your team to heights never seen before? Or are you in the verge of trading him to, say, Atlanta or insert football team here because you can't figure out how to hire a GM and a coach and these next 3 years were absolute disgraces and Deshaun Watson said, enough is enough, I'm not putting up with this anymore. That's what you're facing in three. That's what this hire means for the face of your franchise. And then if you lose him in 3 years, then what? Then you're back to where you've always been.
Well.
Then it's back to, remember Dan Pastorini?
You know what? We still got to fix the defense.
You can fix the defense. You can't fix the defense. I'm not worried about fixing the defense.
You need to. That's the reason you lost all those games that you could have been in contention for.
No, I'll fix that. I'll fix that, but again, I go back to what have they
Cal,
done?
Cal, can Fred get an application? He wants to come in for the general manager. Not that he's done a great job with his fantasy team, but he thinks he's learned from that. Just put
rally
that behind
caps,
him.
People. Rally caps. That's what we do. We rally. That's what.
You know what he's gonna say when he sees his application?
What's that?
Who the f- is that guy?
Check out my LinkedIn, Cal. Check out my LinkedIn.
It's all in there.
No, my LinkedIn's legit.
Yeah,
My LinkedIn's legit.
I got one, but I don't do anything with it.
I connected with, you know who I'm connected with on LinkedIn? RG3, baby. That's right, RG3. RG3's on LinkedIn. I don't know. I gave him a recommendation, too. Great running quarterback. Durability.
Are you going to compare him to Deshaun, too?
I mean, you could.
You will.
No, I don't, but I don't need to in this sense. Because, oh, by the way, guess what he had when he was with the Redskins?
What did he have?
An offensive-minded coach. Oh! Y'all just trying to twist my words around.
No, we're just trying to understand what you're saying.
I made it clear.
No,
apparently you did. When you've got a GM with a – when you've got a quarterback with a special, specific skill set, I want consistency. I want consistency.
Hey, John B., and then when we come back, can I get a pillow or something? Every time he bangs down or every time he gets passionate, it's like somebody's playing a bass drum.
I was going to come around there and tell him actually on the break.
Hey, this whole mess. Okay. All right. AFC playoff picture, your phone calls.
We got to talk about Lil Harden, too.
We got to talk about James Harden as well as who our guest is going to be. We got a guest for tomorrow.
Hour?
Also, too, we got guests coming up at 9 o'clock hour. We got guests coming up at the 10 o'clock hour. So we'll kind of reset everything as well. Plus your calls and more. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. ESPN?
97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back in. ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday here in H-Town. Glad to have you guys on board. Oh, what's the date today? The 29th? Shout out to my mom for birthday today.
Oh.
So, shout out to Marla. She turns, what's Marla?
I don't think she wanted to tell you.
City one. You about to say something, weren't you?
No.
You're about to say, I can see it.
I was like, Marla, she was a great old gal.
I could see the wheels turning in your head.
No, you couldn't.
Marla, 61 years young today. Shout out to my mom. So, mom, if you're listening, and she's not. She's not. I know she's not.
You sure?
No, I know she's not. I don't think she knew I was on air.
She's traveling the world. The countryside.
Yeah, they're in Arizona. They're doing the RV thing.
So yeah.
God bless them.
How long they been doing that?
Man, they've been doing that about 2 years now.
Having a ball at it, aren't they?
They were until COVID hit.
Why would COVID? They're riding around.
Because when you go to these RV parks, they have all these activities and stuff you can do. And that's obviously a big part of it because you don't want to just be sitting in your RV all day. But that's... They put a lot of the kibosh on a lot of the activities due to the Rona.
What activities at the...
Whatever you want.
What are they going to? The nudist ones or something? Because,
well,
I mean, it's not a...
No, like, I mean, they got like, you know, karaoke, movie night.
Karaoke? I'm singing... Oh, okay, I can see them putting the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember you even talking about, you know, Marla being that, but... good of a singer or singing at all.
Listen, I don't, again.
You're sitting around the campfire, you got movie night, you can still be separated.
Listen, do I look like I'm the manager of said RV park? No,
well,
I'm not.
I just thought just, you would be
asked,
more.
I don't care.
More.
I don't care.
So you don't talk to mom that much? Because she's on the move, you don't get to call her as much.
Listen, Marla's doing Marla type things, okay? Freddie D's holding it down here in H-Town. I mean, we talk when we talk.
Okay, I'm just.
We talk when we talk.
They don't go, are there nudists? Parks?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Listen, we had, back when I was on the other station, we had a dude call in who was a part of a nudist camp. Apparently, there's a nudist camp off of on your way to College Station.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say he was a DJ at these events and then got pulled in to said events. Now, I don't know if you're the DJ at a nudist colony, if you need to be in the nude as well. I would imagine so.
You would want to. I mean, you got to blend in.
I would think so. But you would stick out like a sore thumb being the one dressed guy at a nudist colony. But again,
probably why he was dressed. He didn't want to be sticking out like a sore thumb.
Very, 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 very real possibility. So, no, if you know of said nudist colony that's in this area, give us a call. 713-788-3776. Well, but that's Lake Travis. I'm talking about low. I'm talking about
what was that? Hippie Hollow? I passed by there a few times in my boat, and let me tell you, not a place you want to stop.
It's not that kind of joint.
They're on the rocks. They're nude. They're all this, and a lot of fat guys look like me. It's like, okay, where? Some fat women that look like me too.
Yeah,
and I was just like,
that's a scary thought.
Yeah, but
I don't want to see a fat woman that looks like you. No offense to you, Henry Thomas. You know I love you.
But
you
know me, my philosophy. I want to see all.
You
want to
see all women naked?
Every one of them. I'll take a look at.
You know, I used to bristle at that offer, that recommendation. Kind of warmed up to it. Hey. I'm kind of warmed up to it.
What can I say?
Need to stare at them.
What can I say? I'm a lover of women.
Hey, it's hard not to be.
I can find beauty in all of them.
It's hard not to be.
Most of them.
Most. All right. So the news from yesterday, obviously, was the Dwayne Haskins. He gone. And the absolute ass whooping that the New England Patriots took at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo last night, our boy Josh Allen doing Josh Allen type things. He looked absolutely phenomenal last night. He's looked phenomenal this year. He's definitely in the MVP discussion. I don't think he's going to win, but at the very least, he's definitely going to be in the discussion. He's the example of what happens when, you know, you made Buffalo win out. And Buffalo did the anti-Houston Texan move. So we've got a young quarterback. We've got a guy that we think can take that next step, get to that next level. But how are we going to help that? How will we help him facilitate that? How do we help him achieve that? Oh, I know how. We put good pieces around him, not take them away.
Okay.
And guess what? When you have a number, one receiver, your quarterback is going to look better. Your quarterback is going to play better. Your offense is going to be better. I mean, again, I don't have to be Henry Thomas. I don't need to be Bill Belichick. I don't need to be Bill Parcells. I don't need to be Andy Reid.
To know this.
I just have to be Bill O'Brien to tear it down.
But why do you think those guys have the reputations they do? Because they're better at it than everybody else.
They are. No, you're exactly right. And that's what... That's why when you look at this hire, when you look at this move that the Texans are going to make, I'm a believer that you have to hire the GM first. All right, I'm sorry. I just think it's a good idea to grab the GM because I want my GM and I want my head coach. Now, obviously, with the way the Texans are doing it, they're interviewing everybody kind of at the same time. We don't know who. Well, we do know that they've interviewed Marvin Lewis and we know they've interviewed Jim Caldwell. Nobody's excited by that move. All right. No. Now, what I want Marvin as my DC. Tell you what, you bring in somebody like an Urban Meyer as your head coach, I'm okay with Marvin Lewis as my defensive coordinator.
Well, I mean, he had a long stint as a head coach. He's done great jobs with defenses.
Yes.
I mean, look at Frazier in Buffalo.
Leslie?
Leslie's been head coach a couple places.
Yeah. Didn't last long, but been there.
Been there, done it, and he's still thriving as a defensive coordinator. And still making things happen. Buffalo's defense ain't too bad.
No, Buffalo's defense is legit. Now, I guess my question is this, though. All right, so Brian Daboll. So this is a perfect example. Buffalo is about – Brian Daboll is a name that everybody's throwing around.
Okay.
Offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills because of how well he's looked, how well Josh Allen's looked. Brian Daboll is a career assistant. You and I talked about him a while back.
Yeah.
When you look at everything. I mean, he spent 17 years of his career in the AFC East, for crying out loud, with either Buffalo, New England, and or I want to say the Dolphins. I don't know if he worked with the Jets, but I know he worked with the Patriots for a long time as well. do you want to have to go through? Because if Brian Daboll leaves, now all of a sudden, now I got to go find another offensive coordinator.
Right.
Okay. Now, he's probably going to be, at the minimum, he should be there at least 2 years. All right.
Okay.
Do you want to, I guess my question is, put on your owner hat, Henry Thomas. Do you want to have to go through that every 2 or 3 years with your offensive coordinator? If you've got a franchise quarterback and if he balls, then guess what? Oh, here we go again. Now I got to go find another offensive. Do you want to have to go through that? It works with New England.
Sometimes you have to. It's not that you want to go through it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to find a cog that's going to fit the wheel.
Yeah.
And when you have an offensive coordinator, let's just say you bring him in. They don't click. It doesn't happen. He doesn't thrive.
Yeah.
Okay. First year was learning. Second year, now you got to bring in somebody else because you can see the writing on the wall.
No, and I get all that. I'm just saying, and that's what I mean. I don't want to have to deal with that.
I don't want to have to deal with it.
But isn't that the price of success, though?
Boom.
No, it absolutely is. But if I can prevent that from having to take place early, if I can prevent that from the jump, I mean, listen, unless Robert Saleh just comes in and just blows everybody, I mean, unless he just blows you away and you're saying to yourself, I got to have this guy, I'm going to find out a way.
You know he's going to blow you away.
But sometimes rah-rah guy, maybe not, though.
All the people he's lost on defense. What do you think about San Francisco?
Well, their defense has been solid.
Even without all the pieces. They play solid, and they play hard, and they play to the last whistle.
Yeah.
I just think he's a guy you got to consider.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm all for considering him. I'm not saying you
should. You said I'm all for considering him.
Hey, consider him all day long. Fly him in. Take him to a steakhouse here in town. Show him a good time, you know. See what he's about. I don't want to have to deal with having to recycle my coordinator every 2-3 years.
Either way, if they're very successful, you're going to have to recycle them. If they're not very good, not clicking, you're going to have to recycle.
Well, yeah, but I'm not hiring somebody with the intention of, hey, I hope they're not crap in 3 years.
Exactly. But you know? In 3 years, you're going to have to recycle. How long has he been with San Francisco?
Salah?
Whatever.
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Okay,
who does he look like? I can't figure out. There's somebody he looks like. I don't know who.
There's also, how long has Bienemy been with Kansas City? 4 years?
I want to say five or six. He wasn't always the OC. No,
exactly. So they're having to do the same thing because
they've had to swap out OCs. But the orb in the middle hasn't changed.
Of course not.
See, and that's what I want that orb. I want Eric Bieniemy to be my orb in the middle that doesn't change. So that even if I have turnover at OC, which is a good thing if we're balling.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
They're going to come in and grab you.
Because the eye in the sky never lies, Henry Thomas. Okay.
Can he be
and,
that orb?
And EB. That's what we're all trying to figure out. Can Robert Saleh be that orb? I don't know. Yeah, the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers.
I don't know. All of a sudden, I thought you were talking about the guy from Detroit basketball.
You know, John Saleh? Yeah, no. Different spelling.
Okay,
different
got it.
Spelling. I don't think they're related.
All right.
I do not think they're related. All right. We'll put a bow on the Texans coaching talk.
For now.
Still haven't had anybody call in to defend Lewis Riddick yet.
There's nobody gonna.
Still waiting on that. 713-780-37. I mean, we did have Troy from Cypress call in and tell us literally to trade Deshaun for the first pick or to consider it, which is cray cray in its own right.
Yeah,
I get it.
I thought he was drinking, but
it's still early.
It's still early.
We got to announce some guests too.
Yes,
you can announce a guest.
The one that you're so excited about.
I am excited. You should be too. He's got a story to tell.
All right,
he's got a story to tell. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN
97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back in ESPN 97.5. Shout out to my boy Pavetex, longtime sports radio listener here in Houston, a sports radio free agent. Hey, I tell you what, when you get a Pavetex Rob in your stable, hold on to him. Hold on to him. You find out how much you're appreciated when you get into the sports radio ranks.
I got a quick question.
Got a quick answer.
All right. Is it wrong? Because I was reading a basketball guy's name.
Yeah.
And it's spelled Dragic. D-R-A-G-I-C. Is it my fault because I pronounced it like the American letters that they are, and you jump all over me because it's Strogic. It's like, hey, I don't know what a dude from look like another white dude to me.
Yeah, that's Goran Dragic. Dragic.
It's Dragic.
Dragic.
That's his name, Dragic. I pronounced Henry, it like I saw it, so and Henry, he jumped all over me because so I'm doing, not from Poland.
Henry's doing, wherever he's from. I don't think he's Polish either.
Russian. Yugoslavian. I don't know what he is.
He's from the former Yugoslav, if I'm not mistaken.
There you go. See? I'm all over it, baby.
He was the last one there, if we're not mistaken. The last Yugoslav, the one, the only, Mr. Goran Dragic.
Gypsy, I don't know.
He might be. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Let's go out to our boy, Brian. Brian with an I. He wants to... we have thrown this out since yesterday's show. Since we know that the Texans are looking for both a head coach and a general manager, we know Lewis Riddick has interviewed for the position. Henry Thomas and I, not so sold on Lewis, not because we don't like him as a person. We just, I don't know that he's the best general candidate for the job. So we threw it out yesterday. Hey, if you are a Lewis Riddick fan, give us a call. Tell us why he should be the GM. No one has called until Brian right now. What's up, Brian?
Doing good. How about you?
All right, we hanging in there, sir. Where you calling from?
Beaumont.
Beaumont, big money, Texas. We love Beaumont.
My man's on Dallin, Dallin and Phelan, just kicking it. So what's that, bro? What's the deal? You like Lewis Riddick or what?
Well, you said he's defending, so I feel like he'd be like a Tomlin type person, you know, someone that's a great motivator and wants to win. You know, he has connections with different teams, being a scout for years. I think he'd do a good job. I mean, he's a lot better than Bill O'Brien. I don't know how he got the job.
Well, listen, we're not going to disagree with you there. I certainly don't, listen, when it comes to Bill O'Brien, I mean, hell, the three of us in this room are better than Bill O'Brien. That being said, he was a scout, but it's been 7 years. It's been 7 years since we've seen our boy Lou Ridd in a professional NFL sense.
Okay. Other than on television.
Other than on television. So that's all I'm saying is I'm not sold on because he's a TV guy.
Well, Riddick, let me tell you what Fred is really trying to tell you. We like everything you're saying, but we're looking for somebody with more experience.
It's not even, I mean, yeah, experience helps, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. But my first question to him would be, why haven't you worked in the NFL in the last 7 years? And why do you want to work in it now? That'd be the first question I'd ask him.
Okay.
What changed in 7 years for you? To where 7 years ago, when you left Philadelphia, you jumped into television. Maybe other teams did want you. I don't know. But nothing's happened in the last 7 years.
Opportunity.
So why now?
Opportunity. I got a good gig at the thing, but I miss it. I talk about it. I'm still involved. I want to be. Why am I answering for him? What the hell?
You tell me. I mean, that would be the question. I mean, why do you think? I mean, does it bother
you? That's your question. I don't really give a shit. Shaving cream.
Can you?
Yeah, sorry about that, people. That one just jumped right out on me there. Yes. It really doesn't matter to me.
Clearly.
One way or another, why he's been out for
doesn't
7 years.
Matter to Henry Thomas one bit. Let's go out to Reginald and get his thoughts. What's up, Reggie?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Henry. How you doing, brother? Long time not speaking to you over the radio.
Hey.
The job, so.
Hey, man.
Check this out, guys. I think with Lewis Reddick, I'm kind of sick of seeing people from ESPN, Maylocks, all those guys getting jobs based upon their stats and understanding numbers and things like that. But when it comes to the job, they actually have no idea what they're doing. You can see this guy, what he's doing at the Raiders, and I've always said that Gruden wasn't a good coach. He just got a good system. But I was thinking about Caldwell, why he's not getting another chance for this head coaching position, because he did absolutely nothing to lose the job, but people just got tired. Oh, he's old. It comes from the media and things like that. So if he was to come in as a head coach, bring in Marv as the defensive coordinator, is that a good look for you guys? And your look for the coach at San Francisco is Ben Diesel to me. What about you?
Oh, that's a good call right there. I think I have heard that. You know, listen, Caldwell got a raw deal, all right? And I think the part I think with Caldwell was that, you know, I mean, listen, he left with a winning record in Detroit, and then, of course, you bring in Matt Patricia, and he did absolutely squat.
Nada.
Okay? And in fairness, again, Robert Caldwell did have some success. But I think he's just a victim of his own personality. Again, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, but I think there's something about him that, and again, I don't think it's right, but there was nothing about his teams that you felt like, okay, are they going to be, are they, you know, world beaters by any means? Not necessarily, all right? But they weren't the worst team. They were just disciplined. They were very, you know, workmanlike, I guess, for lack of a better term. But for whatever reason, that wasn't enough for the brass in Detroit.
Okay.
That being said, what is it about? I don't know that there's anything about him, though. There's anything that sticks out about his scheme, about what he does, that says to you, okay, yes, this guy's going to be dynamic. Because I guess that's the thing, right? And it's no fault of his own. There's nothing dynamic about Jim Caldwell.
What dynamics are you looking for? You want him to be like Rex?
I'm not saying that you need. Well, I don't know that I'd want Rex either. I don't need that. I guess what it is that, okay, with a Jim Caldwell type, all right, is, I mean, I guess it's one of those things where you know what you're going to get with Jim Caldwell. All right,
a good disciplined team.
But is there?
And you're gonna have a winning record and all that good stuff.
I mean, listen. I'm not saying
he's rebuilding Detroit at the time.
I mean, who hasn't been rebuilding Detroit?
Exactly.
You know,
Detroit's rebuilding Detroit.
What do you think of? I blanked out on his name right now. Urban Meyer. What do you think about Urban Meyer?
I love Urban Meyer. He
entertaining coming to the NFL.
That's the dynamics he's looking for.
Yeah.
I do want that. I do want that. And I unfortunately, I think that's the reality with Jim Caldwell. I just don't think he moves the meter in.
Field, he's moving the meter like crazy. And with this team, come on.
I'll tell you what, he's a career 62-50 as an NFL 500? Head coach. He's 12 games above 500.
Okay.
Wasn't so great in the NCAA, though. 26-63 in the NCAA. So, listen, our boy Caldwell is the exception to the rule where a college coach, while not very good in college, turns around in the NFL.
Well, what other team did he coach for?
The Colts. He's with the Colts for a hot minute, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with the Colts for 2 years.
There you go.
And he was put in a no-win situation there. I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, he came on board. Or no, he was there when Peyton got hurt.
Right.
He was there when Peyton got hurt.
Okay.
I want to say he took over after Dungy, did he not?
Yes.
So there you go. His career record with the he was with Wake Forest. All right, that football powerhouse that we all know is Wake Forest. 26. I tell you what, how about the fact that this guy had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How about the fact this guy had an 8-year run as the head coach of Wake Forest and never won more than 7 games?
It's Wake Forest.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's a good job if you can get it. That's a good job if you can have that kind of job security. I mean, don't cry for me, Argentina, all right? Do not cry. I don't want to hear anybody bitching about Jim Caldwell not getting enough chances, all right? He used all those chances up in Wake Forest.
Think so.
With all that, look, check this out. Here's the win-loss record for our boy Jimmy C back at Wake Forest. 2-9, 3-8, 1-10, 3-8, 5-6, 3-8, 7-5, 2-9. Huh? Did win an Aloha Bowl in 1999.
Did
win the Aloha Bowl in 1999.
Is Zave want to go to Wake Forest? Is that high on his list?
I sure hope not. No, there's only one school he wants to go to. There's only one school he wants to go to.
My man.
2 hours in the books, boys and girls. We've got longtime NFL executive Jeff Diamond joining us this hour. We got Russell Baxter in the 10 o'clock hour as well. Your phone calls. We got two folks that were kind of on the Lewis Riddick bandwagon. We are clearly not. But there is one outside the box pick that our boy John B. threw out there that I am all about. Your calls and more. Second half of the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is ESPN
97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.